Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to LSEC Radio. This is your host, Teresa Banks, and I have to start off by wishing all of you and my listening audience happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa. I hope you're getting ready for a happy new year, and overall, I wish everyone season's greetings. You know, there are many times throughout the year that I love for various reasons, especially holiday times. But I have to tell you, this is my favorite time of the year. I have had so many times that I pause to reminisce about the fond Christmas memories that I had in childhood, and I do it every year. And I tell you, I remember many Christmas Eves as a kid wishing, I think praying a lot of times for the ultimate toys that I wanted and that I had asked Santa for through the list that I provided to my parents. I also remember trying to be good the entire year. It's hard to be good for a week, right, let alone an entire year. And, of course, parents saying to you constantly, you better be good. Santa watches the entire year. So, of course, you're worried and concerned and thinking, I guess Santa is watching. Let me straighten up and act right. I remember also during those so many Christmas childhood years that we had many traditions. One would be putting up the Christmas tree, and there would be so many decorations we would load on this tree. It would just amaze me every time it was still able to stand. First off, we would, of course, put up the branches. We always had an artificial tree and never a live tree. So we'd drag it up from wherever, the basement or the attic or wherever the tree was stored at the time, and we'd piece it together. After piecing it together, the next step then for us was to put the lights on, and it seemed like there would just be a million and one lights. And then we would put all the various different bulbs on it and homemade decorations and decorations we'd cut up and pieced together that we had put together once we were in school and that we'd cut up and craft and make ourselves. So it would just be so much fun trying to put together these decorations. And as I said earlier, somehow that tree would still hold up. And I remember back then that the toys were so simple, and they stimulated all types of creativity. My sisters and I loved dolls, first and foremost. We would have so many Barbie dolls and all their little types of figurines and little items that would come with them. Of course, the Cabbage Patch doll eventually came out, and we just had to have that one. And we had one doll called Baby Alive, and I was at a store recently and sent a text with a photo over to my sister showing her, actually I was in Walmart, showing her Baby Alive is still around, and of course she's more sophisticated today. But that was one of the first dolls that we had that had some kind of movement to her. She actually could move her mouth. You could feed her this package-type food that came with her, and she could poop, which none of the other dolls at the time could do. We had one doll that could grow hair, you know, somehow you could roll this little button that was on the back of her, and her hair would grow out or it could shorten. So we had all kinds of different dolls. Now, we did grow up in a poor family, so one thing we didn't have is a lot of the different types of accessories that you could buy with all these different dolls. Like, we didn't have dollhouses. So what we would do is we would take one of those Tide boxes, you know, Tide, the detergent that you wash your clothes with, and we would cut up that Tide box. We would put little windows in it. We'd make a little floor on one particular area of the Tide box, and we would put our little Barbies in there, and that's how we would play house with our little dolls. We would make our own dollhouse, and it would be so much fun. We were fortunate to also get bikes for Christmas and different types of games. One game similar to tic-tac-toe we had called Toss-Across. We would get little plastic bowling sets and Mickey Mouse watches, all kinds of board games, and Monopoly was my favorite. We would never play Monopoly the traditional way. It would always be some modified way. Like, for example, if you had to pay taxes, like luxury tax, or if you were sent to jail and you had to pay that $50 fine to get out of jail, those funds would always be placed somewhere else, like under free parking or under the Go Square. And whoever was the next player to land under that square first would collect the money. So we had our own way of doing Monopoly. And then in regards to games, we also had all kinds of other little games like Rockin' Sock'em, Robots, and back in the day it would be this little robot game, two of them. Usually, I think one was blue and one was red, and you press these buttons, and the object of the game was to have the head of your opponent's robot pop up, and then that indicated that you won. And then eventually we had other games to come up and come out that we wanted, like Atari, the TV game console. And then I've been one who's been in the field of IT, information technology, since 1987. And I remember back in the day, my first computer, the Commodore 64. And I also remember trying to help my parents understand that you needed some way to save files. And the Commodore 64, you could not, unless you bought an external hard drive type equivalent to save the files. And so it was kind of like having a typewriter initially, where I had to keep typing things over and over until I could finally convince them to buy me this extra piece so I could save files. So I tell you, those were the days. Now, I also recall that there was such cooperation between Santa Claus, my parents, and my relatives because, you know, anytime Santa was doing his thing, there were also extra gifts or clothes and things we would get from various relatives, too. It was like a combined effort to help out with the gift giving that was just truly awesome. And then we would, of course, eat and sing Christmas songs and watch all of the animated specials that would come on television, like Frosty the Snowman and all of the different Charlie Brown and Snoopy-type specials. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, which is actually on, I think, today or tomorrow. I know I have it ready to be taped. And of course, the all-time favorite, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, we would certainly watch as well. And then either on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, we would make our various trips out to see family members and friends. And I remember visiting my Aunt Seal and my Aunt Jerry. Now, Aunt Jerry has six girls. Aunt Seal has six boys, so that was like visiting a whole tribe of people just between the two of them alone. And then we would also check out downtown Chicago. The big Christmas tree in Daley Plaza would be there, almost like in New York and Rockefeller Center. We would go check out the big Christmas tree, park illegally one way or another, double parked or whatever, to check out this tree. And it would just be so much fun. And we would also drive around the neighborhoods to see how the houses had been decorated in the evening. There was one house in particular, I remember we would call it the Candy House, because it would have so many lights on it. It would just look like rows of candy to us kids for some reason. So it would just be amazing to check out. Now, being older, I can tell all of you that I still put up my Christmas tree. I love to decorate outside, although I truly need to get better at it. I don't put enough lights and decorations out at all. I still check up on family and friends, and I give gifts within budget, which I must be honest. I have to be honest by saying I've not always been good at that. I remember in my 20s, I would just buy as if I had unlimited funds. But eventually I learned it's better to start out the year not being in credit card debt. So now when I do buy gifts, it's always in cash and always within budget. And I find myself ringing in the Christmas year much more joyously, more spiritually, and more gratefully. Now, at this time, I'm going to take a short break, and as promised, I am going to have my special guest back here when I return, and I'm just going to be away for a short minute as Santa Claus prepares to make his debut back here on LSEC Radio. I'll be right back with Santa himself. Welcome back, everyone. This is LSEC Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Banks. And my special guest is here, Santa Claus. How have you been?
Very well, very well. Thank you for having me back on the air.
Well, Santa, it is so good to hear your voice again, and I know you were actually here a few days ago on the program, and I really appreciate you visiting then. Are you ready for tonight, Christmas Eve, and are you ready to make your rounds?
Yes, oh yes, the toys are ready and packed up on the sleigh. The list has been checked, and I know all the good boys and all the good girls. Ho, 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 ho.
All right. Well, Santa, that is certainly good to hear. Now, in regards to the good boys and the good girls, what time should the kids go to sleep? I know that's always something I've wondered when I was a little kid, so maybe you can help solve the mystery here a little bit for us.
Well, the sooner the better. I've seen a lot of the news stations trying to track my whereabouts. The sooner the kids go to sleep, the better, because I cannot stop by their homes or apartments until they're under covers and fast asleep.
All right. Well, thank you, and I hope the kids out there heard what you had to say. Now, Santa, before you came on, and I know you were listening to me as I was talking earlier about the simple toys that I used to wish for when I was growing up, anywhere from the baby dolls to the bicycles to the bowling sets we would get as kids. Now today, what are some of the most wished for toys?
Well, the kids have certainly changed their lists, and they keep me and the elves quite busy, I must say. They love all of the electronics, whether it be the big screen TVs or the computers. They love the smartphones, the iPhones, the Androids, so they can send text messages off to their friends. Ho, 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 ho. They love, of course, still to have clothes and shoes, especially the little ones. So many gifts to prepare, Teresa, so many. Ho, 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 ho.
I see, I see. And with so many, that really leads me into my next question, because you do have so many places to visit all around the world, Santa. So I wonder, do you ever have to make several trips back and forth to the North Pole to get more gifts to make sure you have enough on your trip?
Oh, no, no. We never have to make a second trip even to the North Pole. We have our list. Our list tell us everything we need to know. So we pack up the sleigh and we take it from destination to destination based on the names of the list. So we know how many toys we need. Ho, 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 ho.
I see, I see. So, do you take food and snacks on the sleigh ride? Because if that means you're just making that one trip out and you make all your rounds and you head on back, I am certain you must get hungry during that ride.
Oh, yes. Oh, 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 yes. The reindeer and I certainly get hungry during our long sleigh ride. We always take food with us, always, so we don't get hungry. But we never, ever, ever take snacks. Ho, 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 never any snacks. The kids leave all the cookies and all the milk. And over the years, they've changed the type of goodies they leave, anywhere from the hot chocolate to the coffee, decaf and regular, even Starbucks left at some homes. Ho, 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 ho. I've had all kinds of goodies, anywhere from M&M's to potato chips, homemade sweet potato pie, Louisiana beignets. The kids treat us well on our ride throughout the day. Ho, 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 ho.
All right. All right, all right. And Santa, I tell you, your laugh is always so contagious. I love to hear you laugh. Now, one other question that I have noted here for you today, which is actually my last question, and it, well, I should say my next to the last question, because I do have one more after this. What I want to ask you next, my Bears are going to play this Sunday, and they're playing the Packers, and we know how that rivalry is between the Bears and the Packers. Could you give us all in the Chicagoland area, any Bears fans around the world, a special gift of a Bears win?
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Now that is funny. Ho, 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 ho. Oh, 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 no, no, I cannot promise the Bears win. I have watched the games throughout the season. The Packers are doing a great job in winning, and I know the Bears are doing the best they can with all the injuries they have. One thing I try to do, Teresa, is stay in my lane. My lane is with gift giving of toys and gifts to the children. Ho, 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 ho. So your Chicago Bears are on their own. Ho, 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 ho.
Okay. All right. Well, Chicago Bears, I tried. I put the request out there. That's the best that I could do. Well, Santa, as I said, that was my next to the last question. So my last question for you before I let you go today is, do you have a message for the children, maybe even the adults, that you want to leave before you take off here?
Why, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I know, young people, you're asked to be good all year long, and so many of you are good. I know there's still a few little things you do where you may act up a bit, but that's okay. You straighten up and you act right by the end of the year, which is what I'm looking for. Make sure throughout the year you listen to your parents and study hard in school. And to you adults, I don't know what's going wrong, but I want you to learn to be kinder to one another. I'm seeing too much crime throughout the year, the stealing of cell phones, the injuries and hurting of one another. Just the other day, going into stores across America, hurting one another, trampling each other for a pair of shoes of Air Jordans. It's not worth it, people. Make sure you take good care of one another. Love each other. Show each other kindness and respect always and throughout the year. To everyone, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. And a very Happy New Year. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. And Happy New Year. Ho, 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 ho.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Santa. I appreciate you coming on the program. You were here last year, New Year's Eve, and I so appreciate you being here. And you were also here for my first anniversary show, and I am grateful for you being on for the first anniversary show as well. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So, everyone that's out there, I appreciate you listening, and I want to thank you for taking the time out to do so. I've had so many people that have come in and out of the chat room as this program has been going on, and I want to just acknowledge those people and thank you so much for doing so. Guest 1990 came through. Virtuous Woman Radio logged on. Guest 2024. And guest 2031, also guest 2033. Thank you all for flashing through the chat to say hello. And I hope this holiday season finds all of you well and that you will continue to listen to the program heading into next year. This will be my last show for 2011. So I look forward to heading back into the airwaves heading into next year. And I certainly want to say hello also to Green Beasley, who just joined the chat room and signed in as well. I tell you, this has been one of the best shows to do in the world. And in the event you were also listening yesterday, then you know that this show is actually a rebroadcast of yesterday's show due to Blog Talk Radio having technical difficulties and this program not being able to air in full. So I have been excited to share actually a part of my Christmas morning with all of you. And I just want to say as I close and wrap up this year's programming, it has been a pleasure serving you on the air. Don't forget to drop me an email at any time to say hello. My email address is mailtobanks at AOL.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. And I want to tell you also to become a friend or a follower of the show. blogtalkradio.com/Ellasec is my name, spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. Make sure that you are a friend of the show. And I see here in the chat, Green Beasley's asking, what technical difficulties? They actually occurred yesterday. Yesterday, there were technical difficulties in doing my Christmas Eve show due to Blog Talk Radio having problems. As a result, this is a rebroadcast of yesterday's Christmas Eve show. So thank you for asking about that in the chat, Green Beasley. Now, I also want to tell all of you I'm out here on the web, under Facebook, as well as MySpace. So make sure you check out my sites online. And while you're at it on online, make sure you go over to Amazon.com and pick up copies of my books, Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. And I also need to acknowledge another guest that's popped into the chat, guest 2059. Welcome aboard. I have two more books that will be coming out next year, and I'm not going to tell you what they are. I'll just say that they're going to be opposites of good and naughty. That's going to be your only hint today. So as I wrap up today's program, and as I said, programming for the year 2011, thank you all. Thank you for those of you that have taken the time to write me letters, whether it be through email or postal mail. I appreciate you tuning in to say hello and to touch base with me and to let me know the kind of shows that you like and the kind of guests you'd like to hear on. I've had some amazing guests over the past year, and if you've not heard the past few shows, you have to check them out. They have just been amazing, especially the ones with guests, and I want to really thank the guests for appearing on as well. So I hope you all take good care of yourself. Enjoy the rest of this year and look forward to 2012 being one of your best ever. May God bless you. Enjoy the rest of this Christmas day and have a happy New Year.